Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So Nehemiah was ready to roll. He sought the Lord. The Lord said, all right, Nehemiah, I want you to go and rebuild the wall, fortify this city, because there was a lot of stuff going on in the city. Even the nobles of the city was taking usury against the people. A lot of the people lost their homes, lost their lands, and the spirituality of Jerusalem was in turmoil. They were interacting with strangers, which brought weird customs in. A whole bunch of stuff was going on. But what I want you to know is that when Nehemiah got the news about Jerusalem, he prayed. The Lord gave him direction. Then he got permission from the king. All this took place in 4 months. Nehemiah prayed for a solid 4 months before attempting to build a wall. I don't think you got that. I'll say that again. Nehemiah prayed for 4 months before he left to go to build a wall. I'm here to tell you that any great work for the Lord begins with prayer.
Amen.
Prayer does not empower you, but it prepares you for what's ahead. It prepares you for what's ahead. It lets you know that you cannot do it in your natural strength. It lets you know that you need a supernatural power to come down and equip you to take on a supernatural task. I don't know if you understand that if the walls was in ruin for 100 years, what it was going to take to restore. Matter of fact, the people said it was impossible. It was crazy. But Nehemiah, he knew that the task was going to be great. He knew that he was going to come against opposition. Prayer prepared him for what lies ahead. I'm telling you, whenever I'm going through trials and tribulation in my life, I pray. Because it keeps me focused on what's ahead. It keeps me focused on what's ahead. So like I told you, Nehemiah prayed for 4 months before he left. Now, Nehemiah had a vision, seeing this wall rebuilt. If you never have a vision in life, you're not going anywhere. You're not going to do anything great. Matter of fact, the Bible said, my people perish because what? Lack of knowledge. And where there's no vision, you have no purpose. God wants you to have that vision so you can work towards it. Nehemiah had this vision of the wall being rebuilt. Nehemiah, when he first gets to the city, he went by himself and looked at what's all had to be done. Nobody was with him but him and the Lord. Nehemiah looked there. I don't know if he thought it was worse than he imagined, but when he got there, he said, wow, this is a lot of work. And he then went to himself and prayed again. Then one thing I like about Nehemiah, he then gathered the leaders of that city at that day of Jerusalem and told them, all right, hey, this is what we're going to do. I don't know, this has kind of got to be strange here. You got this outside guy, you've been living around in this filth for all this long, and you got this new guy coming to town and say, hey, here's what we're going to do. So they all listened and they jumped on board and said, hey, we're going to do it. We're going to build this wall. So he started breaking. Exactly. He said, start cleaning. The first thing they did, they start cleaning up the rubble all over the place. So the place starting to look clean. Then they started rebuilding, starting building the walls. How many gates were there? Anybody know?
12.
12 gates. That's right. And that is a sermon in itself. You can preach on that for 12 weeks. But each gate was significant. And Nehemiah starts to build the wall. But then, when Nehemiah starts to build a wall, there discouragement comes in.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.